Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, May 9th, 2013. Do art and religion mix? James Elkins from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago and Imago Executive Director and tonight's guest, John Franklin, will try to answer that question later this month. John is probably one of the best Canadians to tackle that question, having helped numerous artists explore the intersection of faith and art as it relates to their own disciplines. John's on the phone with us tonight to talk about the Imago event and what may be his response to James Elkins. But before we get to the interview, let's listen to Black Star from the Isabel Gunn CD, Flesh on Steel.
In the center of the city, my swollen eyes are heavy. I can see my breath in white. The snow falls on my shoulders, standing like I'm older. There's a widow in my side. Black Star.
John Franklin. Good evening, John.
Good evening, Robert.
Now, how did this whole event on May 23rd come to be with James Elkins?
Well, some years ago, I read one of his books. He has many books published, but the one that that struck me particularly is a book titled On the Strange Place of Religion in Contemporary Art. And Elkins argues that explicitly religious material doesn't belong at all in the art world. And I just found that an interesting claim, and I thought he would be a good guy to have a conversation with, because all that I do with Imago brings together art and faith.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, look, these two don't mix, and where they do, that one will often wreck the other. And I took a deep breath and said, I'd like to have a conversation with this man. Now, he's not a person of faith, as far as I know, but he's a very, very fine and credible and highly respected art historian from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago.
Well, who is James Elkins? I don't know if there's many of our listeners who would have an idea of who he is.
Well, he's written on art over many years. He's an art critic and an art historian. And as I mentioned, he teaches at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. He's got, I think, nearly 40 titles to his name. And titles of books that he's either edited or written. And he explores themes very widely with respect to art and art history. So he's a man who's active in the art world.
So looking at this evening, what are you hoping to accomplish with it?
Well, my purpose is to open a conversation here in the Toronto area. This is not a debate. I'm not trying to show that Elkins is wrong, because in a way he's right. He's mm-hmm. Some of what he says is true. I think he sometimes claims too much, but I think hearing him on this will be very valuable for those of us in the faith community who maybe need to be sometimes better informed about this kind of thing. So I'm hoping that we hear him and we think about the faith perspective and we clarify some of our thinking. And my honest hope, Robert, is that this event will stimulate further conversation down the road, that we will be able to have ongoing conversation about the relationship between art and faith.
Well, why is it important to have discussions about the place of art or religion the place of religion and faith in art?
Well, I think depends on where you stand. I mean, if you stand within the faith tradition, certainly you want to say that the aesthetic side of life is a God-given gift. Imagination is a God-given gift. Creativity is a God-given gift. All of these we are able to do because we bear the image of God. And the arts have been marginalized to a considerable degree historically, in particularly more recent history. And there's a real movement to try to recover some fresh understanding of the arts and the place of the aesthetic in the Christian walk.
Well, isn't there an irony to that? Because initially, most of the great pieces of art were done for the church and were commissioned by the church.
That's true. One of the things that Elkins points out in his little book is that it was about the time of the Renaissance where the content of the work became less important than the artist who did the work. And once you start down that path and the artist becomes more and more central, then the content and the context for the work become less important. And so there was over time a severing of any kind of relationship between the religious and the artistic.
So it had moved from it being all about God to being all about me as the artist.
Well, that oversimplifies it, but yes, that's the case. Before, in the Middle Ages, in the Renaissance, early Renaissance, there was just they understood that God had created the world, and that they knew the biblical stories, and this is what they depicted.
Well, and one of the questions I'm having too is that looking at this whole intersection of religion and art, does it take on a different meaning within the Canadian context rather than the American context, which Elkins may be referring to?
No, I think it's bigger than that. I mean, there's a sense in which we've seen in the Western culture a progressive secularization. And in the 18th, 19th century, what happened was that religion became privatized. It was no longer a public matter. It was just whatever you feel inwardly and so on. And so the move away from letting faith be a part of what we do and create culturally has been an ongoing thing over many years. So it may be true that, there's certainly differences between the Canadian and American context, but I think that the reason for this is bigger than either of those contexts.
Okay. Let's just take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Imago Executive Director John Franklin. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
taking down the picture frame. Pack away your love again, and all her little dreams are in a box. She floats away to yesterday. Thought that it made sense, but now it seems that she is younger than she thought. And all the city's sleeping, but Emily is lying awake. A thousand lovers dreaming, one of them has made a mistake. She's running through memory, recognize the lover's dream she's kept inside, it's dancing in her heart. And even if the sky is dark outside, for a lonely poet's wife, there's a song waiting to start. And all the city's sleeping, Emily is lying awake. A thousand lovers dreaming, one of them has made a mistake. And we've all got our reasons for our little shames, but she's burning in the wood stove, snapping then a crack, shooting through the evening till nobody can see them, lost into the deep sky. This is what it looks like.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Emily from Isabel Gunn's debut CD, Isabel Gunn. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with John Franklin. Now, John, one of the things that's happening this evening is Elkins is going to have a chance to talk about his what he's theorizing, and then you're going to provide a response to him. Without giving too much away, what do you plan to say?
Well, what I'm hoping to do is to open up the conversation and raise some questions. I have some hunches as to what's really going on. I mean, Elkins' argument is that the art world rejects explicitly religious work. They'll accept work that is spiritual. They'll accept work that is critical of religion. But if it's a work that sort of opens up a place for faith or even devotion, they don't like that at all. And I'm going to raise some questions as to why is that so? Because do we not have other kinds of devotion in the art gallery? Whether it's devotion to oneself or to one's culture or whatever, or to art itself, that happens as well. So I'm going to probe with a number of questions like that. My point is not so much just to, as I say, to have a debate, as it is to open up a conversation and help us all, I hope, that to think more clearly once we've heard Elkins.
Now, this is a conversation that I know you've had over the years with different artists as they've tried to work through this in their own disciplines.
Yes.
Is this coming from your experience in working with people with Imago?
Well, not directly. I think we all understand, that is, those of us who are Christians understand there is a connection between art and faith. But you know, you can understand something like that, but not understand it very deeply or think about it very carefully. So my concern is that we think more carefully about it, and that we maybe strengthen the possibility of us having a presence in what's called the art world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I certainly have talked with artists over the years, whether visual artists or actors or whatever, and there's lots of struggles. And I mean, one of the things, Robert, as you know, that comes up often is how, if you do mix religion or Christian faith and art, it often does leave you with art that is not good.
Mm-hmm.
This is the truth of the matter. And so what about that? Elkins' claim is that if you put the two together, one will wreck the other. So I think he's got a thread of truth in what he says, but I know I don't want to take it as far as he takes it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an important conversation for us to have, because we don't always think as carefully about this as we should.
But looking at that, even so, there still is good art that does mix the Christian message and faith. I'm thinking right now, I did interviews recently with sculptor Timothy Schmaltz, who has created a statue of Jesus, the homeless Jesus.
Yes, I was at an event with that, yes.
Yes.
Down at Regis College.
You know, and I mean, that as a piece of art, it stands alone as a piece of art, yet there is a specifically Christian message to it. So you can still...
Well, Elkin's point is that won't ever get into a museum. It will never get into a major gallery. The art world will not accept that. That's his point.
Okay.
It's not that there isn't religious art. Of course there is. But it's a genre like commercial art or folk art or something like that. He's not denying that there is religious art. He's just saying that generally, his view is, it's not very good. And where it is good, it's its own genre, and it will not make it into the art galleries and museums.
Well, of course, and that off that brings to mind directly, you know, things like Thomas Kincaid's work.
Yeah. And what about that? It didn't make it into the museums.
No.
No.
Well, looking at all of this, then how do artists who are really trying to create and develop and perfect their craft, doing it from a religious perspective, create work that may end up, you know, they're hoping to get in galleries?
Well, I mean, the first thing is you need to be good. You need to be a very good artist. But at least I say that, although once I said that, I realized that there are some things that do show up in museums that doesn't seem to me to be very good. But I think being a good, technically good, is important. But I think doing your work from a place of integrity, not trying to make a point or to be, as we say, didactic, trying to teach people something or preach at people, that can be problematic. But I think painting or sculpting or doing drama from a place of deep faith is what you need to do. And your faith isn't the whole content. I mean, we want to be fully human beings, and faith is an important component of what it is to be human, but it's not the whole story.
Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of a conversation I had with Don Martin one time, the poet, and he was saying that, you know, he'll often start a poem, and he's hoping there to bring a message through to it. There's something been rolling around in the back of his mind, and he tries to do that, and often it veers off into just being a poem without, you know, any kind of specific Christian message. But there are other times where he's just starting and writing a poem, and by the time he's done, he can see a specific Christian theme going through it. And I'm thinking that that's what you're saying in terms of creating with integrity is
that's right.
Wherever the art is taking you,
yes,
at that particular point in time, you follow it. And if that leads to a specifically Christian or religious message, then fine. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I think that's quite right. I often would illustrate that with Tolkien. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. There's nothing religious in it. There's nothing Christian in it. And yet the work itself is deeply Christian, influenced by his own Christian sensibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not explicit.
Yeah, and can contrast that with C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia,
yes,
which is a specifically Christian,
yeah,
analogy.
One of the distinctions they make there with respect to literature is that Lewis is more allegorical,
mm-hmm,
and whereas as Tolkien is fantasy.
Yeah, and of course they also had arguments about that whole thing too.
Yes, of course. Always something to debate, but this is a journey we should all be on of wanting to clarify things. This is really why I've invited Elkins.
Mm-hmm.
He's a top-notch spokesperson for a view that I disagree with, at least to some degree. And I think let's have a conversation, and let's, as a faith community, let's benefit from such a conversation.
Well, is this a conversation that artists, that Christian artists that you're running across are having, or is it one they're shying away from?
They're not having it, and I'm not sure they're shying away from it, or whether they don't think about it a lot. I mean, many people have said to me when, you know, when I point out that Elkin says that these two things don't mix, religion and art, they say, well, it's obvious they do. I mean, just and we all say that. Right up into the 20th century, you can show how there's a mix. But Elkins knows all that. Elkins is a very astute art historian, so that wouldn't be informing Elkins of something new, but he still comes to this conclusion that if you're devoted as a religious person and you want to do serious art, these two things are going to be in conflict in some way. And I'm wanting to just explore why he would say that. Why is that so? And does it have to be so?
Well, I'm looking at, too, there are different ways of expressing religion within the cultural context in both the United States and in Canada. And in the U.S., the expression of religion does tend to be somewhat polarizing.
Yes, it does.
You know, it's more polarizing than here in Canada, where in Canada there tends to be a, oh, you're a Christian, that's fine, you know, good for you, you know, just don't push it down anybody else's throat. Is that part of where you think he's coming from as well?
Well, I expect that has influenced him. I mean, in a way, his work is descriptive. He's saying it was his understanding and experience in the art world. This is what he finds. And he actually uses 5 case studies as well of students that he's had. So that shows up in the book. He's not aggressive about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's thoughtful, measured, reflective, and thinks the conversation is important. And he readily accepted my invitation. He says this is an important conversation, and there's much still to be understood and learned in this conversation. So I don't doubt that the American setting has influenced it somewhat, but I don't think that's, again, the whole story.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a final break, and after we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with John Franklin, Executive Director of Imago. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Put a nail in your hand and pull it out, and then begin to doubt it was ever there at all. Not forget what a mess bursting in my chest, like all the times I've known before. Like all the times I've known before. I screamed out loud, I want out. I cut you down, thorns in your crown.
What I'd done, the words came out of fear, were always there to make you bleed. Only when my world was threatened, overwhelmed, couldn't see the right way out, did I ever feel the need. Why? Don't forget the times we had. when the fear was in the air and the nails were through your hands.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Bloodstained Town from Isabel Gunn's Losing the Ground CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up tonight's conversation with Imago's John Franklin. We've been talking about this event, and I think some of our people might be going, listeners might be going, what and when is this? So when and where is the event with James Elkins taking place?
It's a Thursday evening, on May the 23rd. I've chosen to host it at the Art Gallery of Ontario in a place called Jackman Hall, which seats a couple hundred people. There is a ticket charge for it. It's $12 for the evening, or $10 for students. So it's at the Art Gallery of Ontario, Thursday, May the 23rd. At what time did we say it was? You see, I don't think of those. Oh, it's at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, Robert.
Okay. Where can people get information about getting a hold of the tickets?
Well, they could email me at imago@rogers.com. I will have tickets at the door, although we'll have to do cash only, but we do have tickets at the door. Or they can email me, and I can see that they get some tickets.
Okay. So is there anything else coming up for Imago right now?
Well, the next event we have is July 13th. We have John Terpstra, who's going to be involved at that. I have Mike Jansen on piano. It promises to be a good evening, and there'll be a number of others as well.
And where can people get information about that?
That's on our website at imago-arts.org. I beg your pardon. Okay. Imago-arts.org. O-R-G.
And if people are interested in knowing a little bit more about Imago, that's the best place to go as well.
That's the place to go, and we have a Facebook page as well.
Great.
So you're welcome to come to that, and well, we'd be pleased if you'd like us.
Great. Well, John, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection, and thanking my guest, John Franklin. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.